Order, order.
The day began with the third-ranked Cabinet Minister, Gerry Brownlee, leading the House in mourning the death of Lieutenant Timothy O'Donnell in Afghanistan.
Mr Speaker, it's with great sadness that I stand here to mark the first death in action of a New Zealand soldier for a decade.
Following Mr Brownlee, opposition leader Phil Goff observed that the last death had been in East Timor.
Tim O'Donnell was the first New Zealander killed in action since Private Leonard Manning was killed near Tillamar in East Timor in the year 2000.
As well as party leaders, there were condolences from the Minister of Defence, Wayne Mapp.
I also extend my sympathy to his two wounded comrades. They have serious injuries which will require hospitalisation outside of Afghanistan.
Then it was back to Mr Brownlee standing in for his Prime Minister to answer opposition questions in the ongoing battle of the wage gap with Australia.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, despite the claim by the Leader of the Opposition, the Parliamentary Library figures I received and tabled yesterday show that between 2008 and 2009 and 2009 and 2010, the weekly wage gap in New Zealand and Australia, if measured in absolute dollars...
Prompting the inevitable question from Phil Goff.
Mr Speaker, can the Prime Minister tell us how an absolute dollar differs from the ordinary dollar that people spend in the shop each week when ordinary New Zealanders know they've got less of them to pay for prices that are going up?
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Well, Mr Speaker, the answer is not as difficult as the Leader of the Opposition might think.
But the Opposition Leader then asked Mr Brownlee to answer a question on behalf of the Prime Minister about himself as Minister for Economic Development.
What are the targets or milestones to achieve income parity with Australia by 2025, which his Minister for Economic Development told the House last week that he had?
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, I understand that the Minister for Economic Development told the House last week that he was considering such matters.
Point of order, the Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
Mr Speaker, I can table, if necessary, what the Minister for Economic Development said last week. I asked what were the milestones that the Minister said that he had last week in the House. That answer didn't address that question.
Order, I think if I recollect the Minister's answer last week, he told the House he'd be considering the issue of milestones and... The Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
Mr Speaker, in answer to the primary question to the Minister for Economic Development last week, does he have targets or milestones to achieve income parity with Australia by 2025? The answer very clearly was yes. And I'm now asking the Prime Minister what those milestones were that his Minister for Economic Development referred to. And I think the Acting Prime Minister should know that.
Thank you. On behalf of the Prime Minister, I invite the member to set that down as a question to the Minister for Economic Development.
Now from the debating chamber to the committee rooms for this report from Rhys Lyon.
Amongst select committee meetings, the Law and Order Committee heard submissions on a bill designed to increase courts' powers to collect fines. One submission came from New Zealand's largest credit information provider, Vita Advantage, represented by their legal counsel, Michelle Chignall.
Our key message to you here today is that the legislation as drafted will not deliver the result that the Ministry, the current government and the previous government wanted. It will not see fines entered on credit reports, and it will not therefore see individuals paying fines to maintain and protect their credit rating.
Ms Chignall explained how this could be fixed.
We recommend that the legislation be amended to provide for the ability to list each fine on a credit report. This is more likely to give the outcome of greater recoverability of fines.
But the proposed measure of listing unpaid fines in credit reports came under question when the committee heard from Privacy Commissioner Marie Schroff.
We're not obviously opposed in principle, and we appreciate the merits of addressing fines defaulting and to encourage voluntary payments and enforcing payments from defaulters. But our position is pretty clear. We don't think that these merits can outweigh the serious privacy implications, and this is about people's personal information and their rights.
And Ms Schroff had another concern about government agencies sharing information with credit providers.
There's an issue of the dividing line between the private sector and the public sector, and I do urge and ask the committee to give careful consideration to that as an issue of principle.
Privacy Commissioner Marie Schroff making a submission on the Courts and Criminal Matters Bill to the Law and Order Committee.
That's report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.